This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
For your Chewy Tuesday.
Oh, it's a Chewy Chewy Tuesday because today we are talking
hot potato, hot potato,
look, potatoes are a hot commodity, Dean.
They absolutely are a hot commodity. There's so many ways you can eat a potato. It makes me very happy and excited.
So many ways.
I was pretty pumped when you dropped it going, you know what? I want to do potato talk for Tuesday. And I'm like, I could talk about this for the entire 2 hours of the show.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we really could because Anuska brought up a potato story in the news last week. And so I decided to look up potato stories in the news. Literally in the last week alone, there are about 200 stories
potatoes. A potato fest of news stories.
I feel like potatoes is just something that people are talking about all the time.
Well, potatoes are good no matter the weather, no matter the season. They're yummy all the time. So why wouldn't you? It's easy clickbait, potato talk.
Yeah, we'll remember even afterwards. We were like, do you remember when that guy did that potato only diet and stuff?
I still don't know how a person can do a potato. Like, I'd worry about your toilet practices.
With a potato only diet. Clogged up.
Yeah, not ideal.
I don't know. Anyway, depends how much oil you had in it.
True.
But I found the top
tier potato news stories.
Potato news stories.
Hit
so
us.
The production value of Australia's potato industry has surged past $1 billion for the first time. The latest edition of the Australian Horticultural Statistic Handbook shows that the industry continues to produce 1.4 million tons of spuds a year. Who knew could be so lucrative?
How much? I'm trying to mentally figure out how much 1.4 million tons is.
That's a lot of
potatoes. That's a lot of potatoes.
If you think about it, like an elephant is like 3 tons.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of potatoes.
And this is 1.4 million tons.
Do we give potatoes to the rest of the world, do you reckon?
Probably.
If we're doing that much. I just love a potato, I'm not going to lie. So it's nice to know that we're doing something. Our greatest export, it's not Jess Malvoy, you know, it's actually potatoes.
It's so
not
true.
Not Kylie Minogue.
It's so true. Would you like to share the next potato news story?
Well, the World Potato Congress Incorporated is an organisation committed to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization's sustainability goals, the objectives of which include improving food security and nutrition. I'm imagining like a security guard in all of this.
Yes.
For all, and to find new and better ways to promote sustainable agriculture. Well, it turns out that the world... I love that there's a World Potato Congress. I feel so official. The World Potato Congress is holding an annual conference in Adelaide in June this year, and they have 20 sponsored tickets. We should totally go, Rach.
And right?
Yeah, 20 sponsored tickets available for international, we're not international though, delegates of the potato industry. The World Potato Congress has chosen the theme of Old World Meets New for 2024. The theme encapsulates the rich historical, I'm loving this so much, legacy of potatoes as a food staple. Do you reckon old meets new is kind of like the little baby ones that you put in salad versus the big ones that are like dirty ones you get at the shops?
I was just imagining the Amish farmers showing up and then some robots.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Possibly makes a bit more sense. But we need in June, we need to do either across to Adelaide or we need to do a live show from Adelaide at the World Potato
Congress. It's a Congress of potatoes.
We're just going to rock up and there's just going to be potatoes with microphones. Being like, hum it a hum hum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently also potatoes can keep an eye on nuclear radiation. They can actually survive 10 times the amount of radiation that would kill a human.
What?
Yeah.
So better like... Oh, my God, this is so good for our food.
So some scientists have found a thing, they use a thing called a phytosensor, and it's a potato plant that glows fluorescent green when it's exposed to radiation.
Oh, my God.
So they're going to have it around places like Chernobyl.
Just to check the radiation levels and what they're like now after all these years. I mean, I reckon that's just a good thing for your home, really. You never know where we're living now, radio waves and things. Just pop a potato plant in the garden.
True.
What kind of potato was it?
It's photosensor, but it glows fluorescent green when it's exposed to radiation.
You do that, you're going to protect yourself from so many things. You can tell what the UV ratings are.
What would happen if you put that plant in your microwave and then warmed it up?
There's only one way for us to find out, Rach.
Fluoro green.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. Well, we're all about potato facts this morning. We're getting our potato on.
Hot potato, hot potato.
I can't help
potato,
it.
Hot potato, hot potato. Potato.
And we've got more potato facts coming your way. How do you like your spuds? That's what I want to know. Januska, you heard us talking all things potatoes earlier in the show, didn't you?
I did. Love potatoes.
You inspired that conversation with your potato news story last week.
Yes.
What's your favourite form of potato-ness?
That is
It's a tough question.
I cannot. Like, can I list a few?
Yeah, you can list a few.
Okay.
You can go on.
So, hot chips, obviously.
Yeah. Obvious.
Crinkle cut is my way to go. For some people want French fry. I think crinkle cut's really important.
Oh. Yeah, I like a French fry, but I want some sort of potato in my chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And vinegar over.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know. I agree. That's contentious.
Oh, I agree.
Nah.
In my defense, as many of my friends know, I'm not really a sauce person at all.
I'm with Amelia in Reza.
Yeah.
Who said gems with gravy.
I mean,
I'm down for anything with gravy that's potato related.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
You know what's funny though? Like, if I've got gravy with my potatoes, I need to have it like with a steak or something as well. Like, just gravy on its own seems really strange to me.
What?
It's not, but like, I physically, mentally can't figure it out.
Oh my gosh. What about a bread roll with chips from like a hot chicken shop with chicken gravy?
Okay, that's really good.
I think you hit it. That's the one.
One of my favorite potatoes as a child that I love the most. I do love a potato salad, but Mum would Mum would slice up potato slices really thinly, and then when we do a barbecue, just chuck them on the barbecue.
I love it so much.
It's like the best way to eat potatoes.
Potatoes
ever
on pizza?
A barbecue. Ooh, potato pizza is good. Bit of truffle oil. Yeah. We could fill the entire show just talking about potatoes.
You can put anything in a baked potato.
That's so true. Mm. Oh my gosh. Well, more potato goodness coming up soon.
This is Lonely Dancers. It's tasty, tasty, tasty taters.
Tuesday.
We're going from Tuesday to Tuesday. I choose potatoes.
Yeah. Potato is the word of the day because we're talking all things potatoes because it is actually insanely surprising how many stories there are in the news about potatoes.
I also feel like potatoes are that equalizer for everyone. I don't know anyone that doesn't like a potato. You've got it in whatever form, whether it's in chips, whether it's cooked on a barbie, whether it's in a salad, everyone loves a potato.
Yeah. Apparently, okay. Hear me out.
Okay.
Apparently my brother doesn't love potatoes. I feel like he was like, I always talked about
himself?
This as a kid. And I was like, no, you didn't. You're a liar.
What
and
was
a fraud.
He? What could you not like about potatoes?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
They're a staple in our diet. The potato. It's a staple in our life, in our diet, in our society. How dare you, Rachel's brother?
I know. How dare you?
Explain yourself.
Brother. Mm. Now, his name's Jono. Just putting that out there.
Jono, you're wrong.
Jono, you're wrong. Now, international news about potatoes. There's actually been a fire that has destroyed a potato chip factory in Waterville, New Brunswick in Canada, which has triggered a police investigation and an outpouring of support from residents who says they will do all that they can to help keep a longtime local employer afloat. Now, the fire that has devastated this community has sent droves of people to stock up on these chips.
Well, that's community coming together, but also it puts a whole new twist on oven baked chips, in my opinion. Like,
yes.
I reckon that would have been one of the tastiest fires that the firemen would ever have.
Oh my gosh, how good
just
it would have smelled.
Yes, it would have been such a good smell.
What, instead of like charcoal chicken, it's charcoal chippin'.
Charcoal chippin', I'll have charcoal chippin'. Ooh, nice
yes.
and crispy. I'm very here for it. Now, apparently your last little nugget of potato gem that you found is a new trend in fine dining.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is the potato scallop or cake depending where you're from. From powdered seaweed to caviar, chefs across New South Wales and Victoria are finding new ways to modernise this Australian summer staple.
Where do you think the line is in Australia, the equator exists, where we call potatoes different? It's cakes or potato scallops
literally
different
the,
things.
The is border, it just the border, like Wodonga would say cake, Albury would say scallop.
And now people are taking it to another level. Powdered seaweed to caviar on your potato. It sounds very nice.
Well, it's very fancy. All the bougie hotel restaurants and whatever are doing it. So this debate, though, this potato cake versus potato scallop is like the cilantro versus coriander debate that the Americans have with us here in Australia. It's a slice of battered potato that has been deep fried, right?
And it's so good.
Okay, well,
you know what I love the most about potato cakes? What I love the most about potato cakes is if you just order one or two, you always get five.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When you go to a fish and chip place, you just, can I have two potato cakes? And they always give you five potato cakes. They never give you two. Because they have to cook them anyway, so they give you extra.
Oh,
have you not tried this?
No, I feel like they've never done that for me.
Give it a try next time and see what happens.
Probably because I'm a woman. Now, New South Wales actually follows parts of the UK in calling them potato scallops. Now, I am not French, and I'm going to do a really terrible French pronunciation.
Oui,
but
oui.
It is derived from the French word escalope.
Oh, no,
that sounds Spanish.
That was a different part of Europe. Give it another try.
Escalope. If you have your mouth a butthole, it's meant to sound French.
Oui, oui, allo, allo. Escalope. There we go. We got there.
It still kind of sounds it. Anyway.
I think I can't help it.
Which means to cut in fine slices, whereas Victorians and Tasmanians go down their own path and they call that battered frisbee of a potato that has very little in common with ocean-dwelling scallops.
I'm more than happy to start calling it a battered frisbee.
But they're also not cakes either, are they?
They're not. Well, no. Like, it's not even a cupcake. But I think if we just started walking into fish and chip shop and saying, can I have a battered frisbee? Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Like, let's take a cultural change.
Well, whatever you call them, fancy restaurants are charging a big buck to fancy up that $1.50 treat.
I mean, if they could do, like, a tall, like, mini cake thing, that would be pretty yum. Like, if they do the thin slice, I would pay good money
for
that.
That's just called potato baked dolls.
But no, but like, oh, no, it is. But imagine, I'm imagining in a fancy restaurant, it'd be some kind of
a gratin.
Like, yeah, but gratin that's sitting high, like a little tower, but not like a Tower of Pisa. This is the MasterChef challenge that needs to happen this week on MasterChef, if it's even on. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
But like the fanciest potato cake situation, I love it.
But honestly, okay, I grew up in New South Wales.
Yeah.
I'm down for scallop potato scallop. It makes sense to me. You're all about the potato cake.
Yeah.
But truly, what should the name of these sliced, deep fried, battered potatoes be?
We're putting the call out to all of you to let us know. You know what confuses me is because you say it the right way that seems okay, scallop potato. But when people say it the other way around, potato scallop. I always am afraid that the person could mishear and then give you a scallop.
Yeah.
And no, we don't need that. No, gross. Don't want it. It's 10 minutes to 8 and you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean and we're talking all things taters.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we're in the great debate about whether it's a potato scallop or a potato cake.
Well, but the reason this debate has come about is because fine dining is trying to get its fancy on and basically create a fancy little potato cake or scallop and do a little high-rise one, which sounds absolutely delicious.
Well, you're imagining the high-rise.
That's what I'm imagining.
What I've seen is literally that deep-fried thing that we're used to with fancy stuff on it.
Oh, so they just put fancy things. In my mind, were thinking they curated this cute little fancy-looking potato cake.
Actually,
it's hard. We need another name because we're doing the scallop versus cake. Can we just stick with battered frisbee?
There's a Real Housewives series where they were having a caviar tasting and they put it on little potato
chips.
Crackers.
Yeah, that was the new season of Real Housewives of New York, and everyone had a go at the girl on the show until everyone was like, "That sounds delicious."
It turns out restaurants are doing this same thing. Do we think that the name should just be a potato frisbee?
Well, I don't think I would want to eat in a restaurant a potato cake because, you know, I like frisbee. I think you're on a battered banger with potato frisbee because a potato cake is not something you would eat with a knife and fork.
No.
And if I'm in a restaurant, it needs to, I would assume, knife and fork dining.
Yeah.
You know, a bit of wah-wahness.
If it's got a cake in the name, I expect a candle to be able to put be put in it with ease.
It needs to be with that kind of height. So we need a new name because the scallop, potato scallop, is it scallop? No, scallop.
Scallop.
Scallop potato versus potato cake argument.
Escalop.
That is for, there you go, escalop. That is for a fish and chip situation. But when we're talking fine dining, we need a new name. Battered Frisbee certainly sets a tone. I think the kids would like it, but it may not sit well with caviar.
Exactly. Mm. Well, if you're French and you know how to pronounce the word escalope, please give us a call, 1300 569 949.
Or email on air@joy.org.au because we are not bilingual this morning in any way, shape,
or form. Well, emailing's not going to help. We know how it's spelt,
though.
That's
doll. A really good point.
We did get a fabulous message through, though, from Andy saying, when I see potatoes, I always think of my mate I went to school with. He came from a really poor family, so his mum would warm up two potatoes and he would carry them in his pockets to school to keep himself warm. And then it was his lunch as well. But now he's a very successful businessman and they can laugh about the old times.
I mean, it's true, isn't it? We always see when there are tough times or poor times, everyone's just eating potatoes. But I personally would just like that all the time.
I now am imagining Andy as that old man or old person, sorry, sitting in a rocking chair with their grandkid on their knee being like, when I went to school, I had to walk 40 miles in the snow with potatoes in me pockets.
But could you imagine just keeping your potatoes in your pockets, keeping them warm the whole time and then just eating them at lunch? Like, how big? Because I like a big potato. I'm not one of these small potato individuals. Size isn't everything, but I like my potatoes large.
Look, Andy, I'm more concerned for the amount of lint that might be on the potatoes at the end of the day.
You raise a valid point.
Washing machines back then weren't as fancy as washing machines now. I imagine lots more lint.
Little Jace has messaged in with a suggestion to call it a potato plate because things are on top and then the potato could be the plate, which I actually, no, that's not a bad idea.
A potato plate.
A potato plate is definitely.
It has a ring. A potato disc.
A potato disc, Murray has messaged in suggesting. I like it. Like, I like it. It absolutely needs something more. I'm a little obsessed with Frisbee, but we can't do scallop. Have I said it right this time?
Yes. Okay.
I keep thinking it's seafood, and I'm like,
it's
no, I don't want that.
Nor is it
so
a cake.
We've got disc, we've got plate, we've got some kind of a potato serving.
Frisbee.
I like Frisbee. Hot potato, hot potato. We have been talking all things potato this morning on Joy.
We're getting in all of the messages about what should a deep fried battered piece of sliced potato be called, because it ain't a cake and it certainly ain't a scallop.
We've had plate, we've had disc, all very good options.
We've had Frisbee.
Frisbee's been nice.
So
I like a Frisbee.
We've gotten a message saying, what about a deep fried potato? Yum, yum.
I don't think I could ask that for that in a fancy smancy restaurant.
Oh my God, I totally could.
Could I have
get
a yum,
one of those
yum,
yum
yums,
please? And then Simo's messaged in with probably the most accurate suggestion. At the end of the day, it's just a potato fritter.
And a potato fritter, I feel like that's something I could eat with a knife and fork. Potato cake, I can't.
Yeah.
No. Nah.
All right. Simo, you're onto something.
Good job,
but,
Simo.
But do love a musman curry with potato chunks.
Ooh.
Or any sort of potato curry from India or Sri Lanka.
Look, I like potatoes with absolutely anything. And now that the sun is starting to shine, I feel like potatoes for breakfast. Maybe that's what we need to have after the show.
Yes, so. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.